Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we're going to talk about Mike Pence's little trip to Broadway on Friday night, and we want to hear your thoughts about whether it was appropriate for the cast of Hamilton to call out Mike Pence, or was it a case of wrong time, or wrong place, or wrong words, or wrong tone, and what about Donald Trump's responses on Twitter and verbally? If you haven't heard, on Friday night, Vice President-elect Mike Pence attended a performance of Hamilton, the historic musical that, among other things, makes the case for the United States as a nation founded and shaped by immigrants. After the final curtain calls, Brandon Victor Dixon, the actor who portrays Aaron Burr, stepped forward with a microphone to directly address Mr. Pence, who was leaving the theater, and Dixon said this.
Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton and American Musical. We really do. We, sir, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us.
So it came as a surprise to Pence, but it came as a surprise to absolutely no one that the president-elect came through to the defense of Pence in the form of tweets writing, "The theater must always be a safe and special place. The cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man, Mike Pence. Apologize," tweeted Trump. He also said that he heard the play was highly overrated. With us now is Ben Brantley, the chief theater critic of the New York Times, who wrote a muse about this morning. Hi, Ben. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. And listeners, call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Tell us about your own thought process. I thought your article was very interesting this morning, because you seem to start out thinking, I'm not so sure about what they did from the stage here, and then you came to more embrace it.
Yeah, it seems, I mean, first of all, Hamilton is such a passionate production, and that kind of postscript that Mr. Dixon offered is certainly in keeping with the mood of the show, which is a truly political show. I mean, initially when I heard what had happened, I thought, oh, come on. I mean, you know, do we really it almost seemed like gilding the lily to come out and explain what it was about to someone in the audience, calling out someone in the audience. I mean, if I were called out like that, I'd shrink, I'd cower. But especially once Mr. Trump responded, I thought, well, you know, maybe this isn't so inappropriate. We're not living in a time of subtlety. I mean, Trump has made it clear that to get your message across, you have to say it in capital letters with exclamation points. And in that context, it seemed to me somehow appropriate that they had done what they did. It was also, I mean, as you could hear from it may have been a passionate plea that Mr. Dixon delivered, but it was also delivered courteously. I mean, I didn't hear hostility in it, but it's a passionate time also, as well as this being a passionate musical in which feelings are running so high. And the other thing, at least from my perspective, as a theater critic and an innate champion of the theater, is it's great to have theater brought into the conversation in this way and to think it's playing a part in a national dialogue.
And I wonder if Trump and Pence have a good cop, bad cop thing going in terms of how they replied. 'Cause certainly, like you say, the text of what was written from the stage, which I gather Lin-Manuel Miranda himself had a hand in writing, was, you know, it was very direct and very respectful. It said, "We, sir, are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious, expressing their feelings. We get it on the phones every minute, people being alarmed and anxious." that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope. And then there's a hope and a plea, which Pence actually went on the Sunday morning talk shows and responded to. We truly hope this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us. And he repeated, all of us. So here's Mike Pence on Fox News Sunday yesterday morning.
Well, first off, I took my daughter and her cousins to the show Friday night. And, John, if you haven't seen it yet, it's a great show. I'm a history buff, and my hat's off to the cast and to the extraordinary team that brought Hamilton to the public. We really enjoyed being there. And, I heard the remarks that were made at the end, and, you know, what I can tell you is I wasn't offended by what was said. I'll leave to others whether it was the appropriate venue to say it. But I want to assure people who were disappointed in the election results, people who are feeling anxious about this time in the life of our nation, that President-elect Donald Trump meant exactly what he said on election night, that he is going to be the president of all the people of the United States of America. And to see this man who's bringing this energy and this leadership to the process of assembling this team and laying out an agenda to revive our country and strengthen America at home and abroad is to see someone who is not only a great mind, but a great heart. He's got a heart for the American people. And I just want to reassure anyone, including the actor who spoke that night, that President-elect Donald Trump is going to be president of all the people, and I couldn't be more honored to stand with him.
Mike Pence on Fox News Sunday. So, Ben, he certainly used his time to say how great Donald Trump was, but he also answered the question, for what it's worth, if you can believe him, if you can trust him. Yes, it is as if he was saying, yes, I get you. I get that you're anxious and afraid, and that people are, and I promise Donald Trump is going to be a president of all the people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a political pundit, and
right, you're a theater critic.
Right, I'm a theater critic, and in theory, I'm nonpartisan too, so I'm going to be very careful in how I talk about this. But I think it's kind of great that a Broadway musical should be the occasion for this exchange. And you mentioned earlier the good cop, bad cop thing. Yeah, I mean, Trump was, characteristically very blunt. And
telling artists to apologize for their expression.
Exactly, and saying he hears the show's overrated. I mean, it's always that kind of put down, you know, which he adds insult, if at all possible, to whatever injury may be inflicted.
Let's get a call in here. A few calls.
Okay.
Paul in Bay Ridge. You're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I really enjoy your show. And Ben, I agree with most of what you're saying. The only exception I would take is that, me personally, I don't like being lectured to. You want to engage me in a thought process, in a conversation, but I took it as the cast of Hamilton. When I haven't seen the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Because of the content, lecturing anyone in the audience is embarrassing. And the only positive thing I see coming out of it is that it engaged everyone in another level of conversation. But don't lecture me. That's my comment.
Paul, thank you very much. I think Zoban on Staten Island agrees with you. Zoban, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, no, I do not agree with him. Good morning, Brian.
Hi.
I do not agree with the first
one. Go ahead.
What I would have wanted for the cast to have done was to have this conversation with Mr. Pence before the performance, so that we can have his reaction, whether or not he's going to sit there, enjoy the show, and take it in, and then come back on the air and make the remark he made. You see, this is what is wrong with we liberals or Democrats. We always have this soft cheek for other people. We don't do our homework. We are spineless. You see, when the thing has been done, when the damage has been taking place, that's when we want to come out and act tough. I don't like it. I would have preferred that the cast had given this conversation to this man, and then let's see. The president-elect is saying that he's going to be the president for all of us. But here's the problem. When you break my legs, Brian, and give me the most motorized wheelchair, you have done me no good.
I hear you, Zoban. Thank you very much. Catherine in Tribeca, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Thank you, Brian. Hello. We've seen the play twice. We saw it last August with the original cast and this autumn with the new cast. I applaud the actor who spoke out in this way. There's a number in the play that says, "Who will tell your story?" These people being represented in this play, which has been applauded worldwide as well as nationally for its brilliant telling of the story of the founding of our country and bringing it to life for everyone, I applaud them for doing so because they are speaking for our founding fathers who put forth the principles of democracy. And according to the nominations that Trump has made so far, it does not look as though he is thinking of all the members of this country.
Catherine, to the first caller's concern about lecturing, do you think it could do more harm than good because it just puts Pence and Trump on the defensive rather than opening up a real line of communication?
Well, I think he was very respectful. I don't think he was disrespectful. He was asking him to think about the immigration and the contribution of immigrants. I think it was respectful. It was an unexpected platform. And I think any way that we can open up the dialogue is positive. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But any time we can open up that dialogue, I think is positive, as long as it's done respectfully.
He was respectful. Thank you very much. Erin in Park Slope, you were at the show on Saturday night?
Yes, I was there. Or no, Friday night when this happened.
Oh, you were there when it happened?
I was there.
Give me your eyewitness account.
The eyewitness account is, you know, I really applaud the cast. They were really respectful, and there's a lot of talk about the cast was booing, and there really wasn't. Some audience members did boo, and I really am grateful to the cast for putting a stop to that. They were very clear to the audience, we are here to welcome him, we are not going to boo him. And I felt that their addressing him was just really appropriate. It was really profound. And they were very respectful. And in making that safe space, you know, there was a comment about the theater should be a safe space. And the cast really did try to make that safe space when audience members were booing him.
Erin in Park Slope was in the room where it happened.
Wow.
Erin, thank
you. Definitely a night to remember, a historical night.
Erin, thank you very much. So, Ben, you'll get a last word here, New York Times theater critic Ben Brantley. It is so interesting that Trump used those words to criticize what the cast did, that the theater should be a safe and special place, a safe space.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the theater shouldn't be a safe space. I mean, it should be safe in that you should perhaps not be personally attacked. But it's a place that exists, at least in its most august sense, I mean, since the days of the ancient Greeks, to confront our assumptions, to make us question them, to challenge our complacency. And Hamilton has the distinction of being able to do that while being, you know, a hell of a show.
And safe for what? Safe for whom? Safe for free speech to talk to power? Or safe for the powerful men in America to come and not be confronted with themselves?
Are you asking that as a question, or is that a rhetorical question?
I guess it's a rhetorical question.
I think theater should always be a safe place, and we'll see how, you know, and this will be tested in the years to come, in which truth to power, truth to anyone can be spoken, and as a lot of people have said today, where it opens up a conversation, a heated conversation, but let's hope everyone can be as polite as Mr. Dixon was.
Ben Brantley, chief theater critic of the Times, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And everybody, whether it made you cheer or made you cringe, there it is, and it happened Friday night at Hamilton.